Local police investigate heaps of rubble. Several buildings have been damaged or destroyed by Russian missiles that devastated this area in Ukraine's eastern city of Pavlodar. One resident, Ola Liftitenko, is visibly moved when recalling a massive blast. When I saw another spark, I told Sergei, let's put on our clothes and get out of here. We were putting on shoes when the explosion wave smashed out both doors. Then there was the fire. I ran outside and saw that a garage was destroyed. Everything was on fire. There were glass shards everywhere. Had we been outside, we would have been killed, she says. Another resident, Victoria Suprun, explains that her child has been traumatized by Monday's pre-dawn strikes. We rushed to the hallway and laid on the floor. And then the explosion wave twisted the door. We would have been trapped here if we stayed for 5 more seconds. Then there were more explosion waves. I don't know what happened to the door, but it was difficult to get into the room. We did not sleep at night and in the morning. My child will need psychological help. It is horrible. They aren't the only ones who suffered, as dozens of people were injured here. Authorities suggest that Russia targeted Pavlodar as it is a logistics hub near the central city of Dnipro. It was hit ahead of a much anticipated counteroffensive by Ukraine. Attacks were reported in other cities as well, following a similar strike Friday that killed nearly 24 people. The latest violence comes despite calls by Pope Francis for peace. He made clear to reporters Sunday that the Vatican is involved in a peace mission and also wants to facilitate the return of Ukrainian children brought to Russia during the war. Hundreds of thousands are believed to have been killed or injured since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began in February last year, while millions were uprooted. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.